We continue today with lesson number 41 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We are in the 11th perek. I mentioned yesterday that we are in Bava Metzia. The first 10 prokim of Meseches Kelim are called Bava Kama, the first gate, the first section. The next 10 prokim from 11 through 20 are called Bava Metzia, and of course the last 10 are called Bava Basra. So we are on the 11th perek, we're on Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet, the third and fourth Mishnah. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We learned yesterday that Keli Matras, metal kelim, which become Tomei, if they are broken and shattered into bits, those bits are now tohor. But if the bits are reassembled, then chozra l'tuma yishona, the original tuma returns. And the new kli made out of the old broken pieces is tomei again. However, we're now about to learn that if a person puts together a new kli out of metal, and that metal which he used as a source for this new kli, this new vessel, that metal is not, obviously not part of a vessel, a broken piece off of a vessel, but rather, as we will see, it is somehow something else. It's not a kli, or not, wasn't part of a kli in itself. Then the new vessel made out of those bits and pieces is not mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah says, "Ose kelim minho eshes." If a person makes a new vessel of metal from a block of metal, you have a block of metal, a chunk of metal, umin hacharora, or a disc of metal, metal made in the form of a disc, umin hasovev shel galgal. The custom was then to have wooden wheels, but the rim of the wheels was covered with a metal coating, a metal brace, so that when the wooden wheel would do its function and would be attached to a wagon, the wagon was schlepped along rocks and whatnot, this metal surround of the wheel would protect it and keep it whole. So if a person takes those metal strips around the wheel and makes a new vessel out of that, umin hatasin, or if he makes a new vessel from strips, flat strips of metal, umin hatzipuyin, or from metal which was used as a tzipoy, as a coating for a wooden vessel. You have a wooden vessel and you coat it with metal. And now he's taking the metal coating and making it into a new vessel. Or mikanei chelim, he's making the new vessel from the basis, from the supporting understructure of a vessel. You have a vessel which is supported underneath by metal. Ume ognei chelim, or if you have metal serving as the rim of a wooden vessel, around the rim of it, around the top of it, or me oznei chelim, you have a metal handle. An ozen is a handle of a wooden kli, which is made of metal. And now he took this metal handle and made out of it a new kli. Or, minha shecholes, if he makes a new vessel out of the fallings, the residue, when a person is making a vessel and he takes raw metal and some of that metal gets trimmed off. So the metal which gets trimmed off, if that's now used to make a new vessel, or umin ha-gerodes, or if he makes a new vessel out of the filings of a previous vessel, in all these cases, tahorin, the new vessel does not revert to the original tumah. We're not concerned that maybe the metal that he used for the new vessel came from an old vessel which was tomei. And now when he's rebuilding it, it should become tomei again. We don't say that because all of the list that we just went through with you are not kelim. They're obviously coatings, filings, scraps. Why assume that it came from a vessel? And therefore, they never were a part of something which was makabel tuma. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned that maybe these originally were from a kli tome, so that now the new kli should revert to the old tuma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri goes further and says, af min hakitzotzes, various opinion about what kitzotzes means, but the Bartanura says, kitzotzes means cut pieces of a keli. Normally, when a keli becomes tome and you want to make it tohor, so you break it into smashing bits. But suppose you find cuttings, it's obviously was from a kli, but it's cut neatly into strips of some sort. Then we're not concerned that those strips came from a kli tome, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And the new kli does not revert to an original tuma, because we assume that these strips were not part of a kli tome. They were just the person decided to break down a keli, a metal keli which he had, into strips. However, mishivrei kelim, if a person makes a new kli from broken bits of an old kli, you see, there was once a kli there, and now it's broken into smashed to smithereens, and now you're going to take those smithereens and put them together to make a new kli. Now we have to be concerned that the original kli out of which these smithereens came was a kli tome. Or min hagrotim, you see, it's a section of a kli. You have a metal toaster, and now it fell apart, and you're making this new kli out of the grotim, out of the components of the toaster. And you know this is a component of the toaster. This was a screw, and this was a wall, and this was a tray of the original toaster. Then, or whatever kli was, then you have to be concerned that these grotim came from a kli tome, and the new kli made out of the grotim reverts to its original tuma. V'chein hamasmeros. The same thing is true with nails. Sheyodua shena'asu mikelim. If we know this nail came from that vessel, came from a vessel. Either you know, you saw it came from a vessel, or you can somehow tell from the nail that it was once used before to hold together a vessel. But you don't know whether the vessel from which this nail came was a kli tahor or kli tomei. In these cases, shivrei kelim, grutim, and masbero shiodua shenasu mikelim tomeim, the new vessel made out of these components reverts to a tumah, has to be considered tomei. However, suppose min hamasmero, stam, a person makes a vessel from nails, not nails which we know somehow came from out of a previous vessel, but nails in a box of nails. So Beishamai mitamin. Beishamai says, no, you never know, and you have to make a gzera, even if these are stam nails from a new box of nails. If you make a keli out of nails, since nails are often part of a previous keli, so you have a gzera, and all kelim made out of nails are tome, according to Beishamai midrabonon. Ubeisilo mitarim. Beisilo says, we're not concerned if these are not, if we don't know it came out of a kli, there's nothing to be concerned about. If you knew out of it came out of a kli, these nails, but you don't know whether that kli it came out of was tomei or tor, then okay, we're choshesh and we may say that the new keli is tomei. But if you don't know it came from a vessel, Beis Hillel says, and of course we follow Beis Hillel, we do not make a gzera, and you can make a new kli out of these nails. That's Mishneh Gimel. Now, Mishneh Dalet. Still, the infrastructure of this Mishneh, the assumption is that you already know what we've been reviewing now several times, that if you have a metal keli and it's tome, became tome, and it's broken out to bits, and then you reform the keli out of those bits, then the new keli also is tome. It reverts to the tuma yishona, to the old tuma. Now, suppose you have barzel tome. So you have some metal which you know are broken pieces of a former kli tome. You had a kli tamei, kele number one was tamei. You smashed the bits, and now you take some of those bits, and you want to make a new kele with them, and you combine them, you mix them, shebelolo in barzel tor. You mix them with metal, which you know never was part of a kli tamei, or never was part of any kli. So you have this mixture of barzel tamei with barzel tor. So what's the halacha? Imrov min hatomei. If most of the new kli is composed of metal which was once tomei, once part of a kli tomei, so the new kli is also tomei. Because since rov is from barzel tomei, it reverts to the tumaso hayishono, it reverts to its old status of tuma. V'imrov min hatohor. But if most of the metal being used in the new kli is not tomei, it's from metal which was never used before for a kli or never was in a kli tomei, then tohor, mechtsa la mechtsa. If it's 50-50, tomei, you have to go to chumra and say that it's tomei. V'chein, the same thing is true, this halacha of kelim which are made of two different components, that we follow the rove. The same thing applies to v'chein min ha-chaloma u-min ha-gelolim. Chaloma is a type of tit, a type of mud, which is made into klicheres. So you have this chaloma, this tit ovo, this thick thick mud plaster called chaloma. And you make a keli out of it and out of gelolim. Gelolim is excrement, animal excrement, which was used in primitive times as a vessel. But we know the chaloma has the halacha of a kli cheres, and it's mekabel tuma. So if you make a whole kli out of chaloma, it would be mekabel tuma as a kli cheres. If you make a whole vessel out of gelolim, it would be not mekabel tuma, because kli gelolim are not mekabel tuma. So suppose you make a vessel partly out of chaloma and partly out of gelolim, so the same halacha applies. If it's rov gelolim, it's not mekabel tuma. Rov chaloma, it is mekabel tuma. Machza machza, we go luchumra. Now the Mishnah continues with another halacha, and that's about an object called a klustera. A klustera is a round ball which is used as the head of a latch. So you have a latch which is bolting a door closed. You have a long metal latch or wooden latch or whatever. And at the top of it, they would have a ball. The Bartanura describes it as kamin tapuach, like an apple, at the end of this latch or bolt. So this klustera is temeya, meaning if it is made of barzel tomei, if you take a vessel which was tomei, and it broke into bits, and one bit of it, one component of it was a ball. Now you take this ball, which is right now a shever kli, and is therefore tohor, and you affix this ball to the bolt, to the latch. Now it's serving a new purpose. It's like a new kli. It reverts to its old tuma, and it becomes tomei. That's what it means, klustero tomeya. Umetsupo tohora. But if this klustera is coated with metal, which is tahor, then it is tahora. Meaning you take a look at the Mitsupa means you have a klustera which is tahora, and you coat it with metal which came from a kli tomei. That's what it means. Umetsupa, if the klustera itself, the original ball, was not from a broken kli which was tomei, but rather it's a ball made out of barzel tahor. Now you coat this ball with coating, metal coating, which came from a kli tomei. So the klustera with its coating remained tahor, because the ikar is what is important. The ikar is the ball and not the tzipui. This is how the Rishonim, the Rash, and the Sadan Batanura explains this phrase. Umitsupa, if the kli tomei piece was only the coating and not the essence of the ball, then tahora, the whole klustera is tahora. Hapin v'hapurna, The pin and the purna are very close to a key and a lock as we know them. A latch lock, which has an arc around it, and inside it has gaps, etc. And you can insert a key with teeth, which fits into those gaps, turn it, and the arc pops open. A lock and key. The pin is the key, and the purna is the lock. So the halacha is temeim. This pin v'purna are a keli, and as a keli, they are mekabel tumah. There's a machlokas about this, but the Rosh says that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though this kli is made of two totally separate components, the key is separate, the lock is separate, but since they function as one, physically they're two separate entities, but they function as one entity, therefore they are mekabel tumah even when they are separate. Even when they are separate. This is how the Tiferes Yisrael explains the Rosh. They are mekabel tumah even when they are separate. We don't say they're only mekabel tumah when they are mechubar, when the pin is in the purna, when the key is in the lock. No, we don't say that. But we say each one separately is mekabel tumah because each one does a pa'ula, a different pa'ula, a different function as part of the total function of lock and key, and others disagree. The Mishnah now continues to discuss the status of this klustera, but not with reference to Hilchas Tumah v'Tahara, but rather with reference to Hilchas Shabbos, to whether this klustera is mukta on Shabbos or not. If the klustera is considered a kli in its own right, so on Shabbos, a kli, a vessel, is not muktzah. A cup, a bowl, a tray is not muktzah on Shabbos. This klustera is not considered a kli in its own right. And therefore, when it's removed to the latch, it's not a kli in and of itself, then it's muktzah. And if it's muktzah, you cannot carry it in your hands from place to place. So what's with reference to this cluster as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned? Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Shom Tomi Pesach Zeh, you have to kind of indirectly disconnect it from one door, Vitole Bechavero, and kind of tip it over onto the other door, other latch on the other door, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, meaning it's only permitted to move it from door to door by pushing it, by indirect movement, which is called in Hilchos Shabbos, Tiltul Min Hatzad, indirect movement. But to pick it up with your hands, according to Rabbi Yeshua, no, you can't do it. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, no, Hare Hi Lo Kechol HaKelim. It's like any other vessel. It's like a spoon, a fork, a tray, a dish, a saucer, umitalteles bechotzer, and it can be carried around in a rishus hayachid. Obviously, you can't carry it from your house into the street if there's no eruv. But within your house or within your yard, you can carry it around. It's not muktzah because it is a kli. The Meforshim, the Batanura, takes this further and says that this last few lines of this Mishnah come to teach you that just like there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Tarfon, Legabi, Hilchas Shabbos, whether this klustera is not a kli, as Rabbi Yehoshua holds, or is a kli, as Rabbi Tarfon holds, there would also be a machlokas, Legabi Tumah. Rabbi Yehoshua would say, a klustera is always tahor, because it's not a kli. It's not a vessel. It's just a broken part of a vessel, a component of a vessel. And therefore, the bad news is you smukts on Shabbos. The good news is it's not mekabel tumah. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon would say the opposite. By Shabbos, it is considered a kli. That's the good news. It's not muktzah. But the bad news is, as far as tumah is concerned, it is a kli. It is a vessel. And it is mekabel tumah. And so we have finished Mishnah Daled, and in the process completed lesson number 41.